That's terrible, actually. That's really bad.
Well, that's the way it's always been and always was designed to be. So, the new visitor ranger service was launched on Friday. We have now got our 7 visitor rangers all suitably uniformed, and they have a visitor ranger service vans, which are, I think there was a photo in the PA today, and you'll get it online certainly, which are quite distinctive, shall we say, so it should be quite noticeable. I know that they were up in the Highland Perthshire area on Friday and over the weekend. Foss Road was particularly busy, as was Glen Lyon, and probably over Shehalion Way and so forth. I haven't had a report back fully as to what kind of activity they're up to yet, but so that's a good start. I think it was very good that we've managed to get that into the budget on the 6th of March, and less than, 3 months later, they're actually on the ground, which is pretty quick for the council, I would have to say. So it was good to get them out before the holiday weekend. We've talked about the 20 mile limit.
Can I ask you about the Rangers, John?
Yeah.
Two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of them based up here in Highland Perthshire?
There are 7. They will effectively be deployable anywhere, but effectively 3 were principally going to be covering the Highland Perthshire area, because we tend to have the biggest area with the most kind of problems. 2, I think, were going to be round about the Comrie, Lough Erne Head kind of area, and the other 2 sort of Cluny Loch, Blairgowrie and the Glens side of things, but they can, you know, be interchangeable in relation to the to their locations. They all 7 could work together in one place if they want to. They're not, you know, stuck to one specific area.
I saw somebody put in one of the pages that at the weekend, I think it must have been the Foss Road, that there was 50 odd tickets given out, but they couldn't make the people leave because most of them had been drinking.
Which is right.
They can't make them go and drive a car if they've been drinking. So
no. That's often been the way of it.
Yeah.
There's
not a lot they can do about it. So
We could remove their vehicles for them. And they could go to Lixstall or Blair Athol to collect them. Additional people going into Foss Road.
Is it just the parking that they're dealing with, or is there anything else they're dealing with?
No, it's the whole kind of thing, Val. The main problems that we get are obviously things like litter, fire lighting, unhygienic toileting, vandalism, where they maybe damage the dry stain dikes to take the stones for fire circles. Camping on the golf course.
Saturday night. Down near Tamhanan Pool, you know, kind of that corner area.
Yeah.
There was a bright orange tent. I have photographic evidence actually put up on the golf course. It was in the rough, I think. Mm-hmm. But I've never in my whole life ever seen anything stupid. Yeah. It was kids. And they were drinking.
All right. Okay, well, that's probably more a matter for the police about young kids drinking, but yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I've never in my whole life ever seen anything like that. Never.
Do the Rangers, can they work independently, John, or do they always have to work in a pair or be with a policeman or whatever?
Not 100% certain of that. I think they would be working independently because the seven of them have vehicle each, if you know what I mean. So I don't think that's coronavirus reasons. I think that's specifically just because they can work on their own. I mean, most of the time it will be about, you know, encouraging people and educating them on how to behave, and just, you know, hopefully they can speak to them and you know, encourage them to, here's a bin bag, can you make sure you tidy up your rubbish, and you can leave it there at the side of the road. We'll have extra waste uplifts at busy times that'll go along and just pick up the bin bags from the lay-bys or whatever. But we have put in additional waste bins, we've put in some additional parking in places, and trying to encourage folk to not to, I mean, there is a clear way along the Foss Road, for instance, over the slope to Shehalion, up Glen Lyon, for instance. So that makes it an offence to park anywhere on the surface of the road or within 1.5 metres, so the verges are covered. So a vehicle can be ticketed or towed away if it's in the clear way and causing an offence. And that's probably, Glen Lyon's probably the place where most tickets are issued. I had an email over the weekend concerned that the bin lorry couldn't get up or down Glen Lyon. I think it managed to get through, and I'm assuming it managed to get back. I don't think it's still stuck up Glen Lyon anyway. People can be pretty selfish. I said to somebody the other day, they drive all the way up to Glen Lyon and they're going to walk for miles round the hill, but they object to parking their car 500 yards up the road where they could park it safely and legally. And they won't walk 500 yards back to the start of the track, but they'll walk for miles up Five Munros or whatever it is in Glen Lyon.
Yeah.
But they want to park their car as close as they can to the start because they can't be bothered to walk 400 or 500 yards. So I don't have much sympathy, I'm afraid, for those who can't obey the law.
It's very inconsiderate, I have to admit. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think they would think about, well, if folk could be able to get past my car, you know, but
He can't even park on the roadside up there anymore. He has to park further down. You know, when he's working in his van, like, he's not allowed.